Hey guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Today we're going to talk about a more spiritual topic. So if you're not spiritual at all, or if you're not Christian, you will be fine. You're more than welcome to stay here. We will exactly talk about how to hear God's voice, like how to get information from the source itself. So one little disclaimer before I get started. Everything that I'm going to talk about here is just my personal experience. If there's something that doesn't sit well with you or doesn't sit right with you, that's totally fine. Don't take it. Do your research. Question it. So like I said, I will just talk about my personal experiences. I will not literally take a bunch of Bible verses and throw them into your face. Like I said, I will talk about my personal experiences. If there's something from the Bible or if there's something that I like to talk about, then I will 100% do that. But I would talk more about how I discovered this gift for myself, how I'm using this gift, and maybe, yes, how you can use it too. So if there's something that I don't explain in the right way, hey, I'm also just on my own journey and I'm still growing. So, and I'm always open for feedback. So before I directly jump into the topic, how to actually do that, like how to hear God's voice and how to be truly guided by Him, I would love to give you guys a little introduction about my faith journey so that you have an understanding how I built my relationship with God. And I know some of you haven't listened to my testimony where I go into details about it, like how I actually found God. So if you want to do it, hey, feel free. There's a podcast, I think a few episodes under this podcast episode where I talk about how I found God. And there I go more into details about my testimony. But in short, I was a person that was born into Christianity. Like my family was always believing in God. And for me, it was more like it was a thing that I tried to avoid, to be very honest. Like in the first years of my life till like the late, I would say, teenage time, I would say early 20s, I tried to avoid religion because for me it was something that I was forced to do. I was forced to believe in God. I was forced to, to go to church. And I'm a very like red character. So if you know like the color scheme with the characters, like I'm the type of person that is very dominant. Like I always have my own will. And if I don't get my own will, like I make a way to get my own will. So, and therefore, like me being in this situation where I was forced from my family and everyone around me to believe in God, I was like, nah, I don't want that because I did not decide it to do that by myself. Like I did not decide it from my free will to believe in God. So, and I always tried to avoid this, I would say, faith topic. And I came a lot across different situations in my life that broke me closer to God. They were not like blessings, I would say, like things that were like, oh my God, I saw this one miracle and then I came to God. Like it were like challenges that turned out into the greatest opportunity of my life to build a relationship with Christ and God at the end of the day. So this is how it actually happened. So to tell you like in short, a lot of like spiritual warfare. So this is what I was going through. And this is how I actually came to God. So and when I came to God, it was like 5 years ago. Like I'm 27 years old. So it was around when I was 22, 23 years old. This is where I came to God by my own will, where I said like, hey, I believe in God and I want to start this journey. Like I want to find out more about Him. And one thing that's very interesting when it came to that topic is that I actually started my relationship with God, or I would say my walk with Christ, the other way around. Like a lot of people, they start with like reading the Bible first and going to the church and then they start having this deep relationship with God when they talk to God and like have like this proper like literally father and daughter relationship. This is how most of the people, I would say, start the journey with Christ. But for me, it was like the complete other way. Like when I started my journey, it was first a relationship with God, like first like having this, I would say, deep sense of talking to him, getting information from him, etc. Then from time to time, like literally after 5 years, this last year, I started to read the Bible and I started going to church. And here's my little, I would say, reminder for you, like if you're in the beginning of your own journey, because I had a friend that was asking me this question and she was like, yeah, but I don't want to like do all these things from one day to another and to directly go to church and directly read the Bible. Like I feel this would overwhelm me, etc. You don't need to. Like, there is no right way. The most important thing that a lot of people underestimate is the relationship with God. Like, I know a lot of people, they read the Bible every day, they go to church, but they do not have a relationship with God. And that's why they're stuck in life, because they're not listening to God. Like, they actually don't know what He wants for you. So, and you're actually running around in circles the whole time. And that's why your life is not changing. So, therefore, if you start your journey, you don't need to force yourself to directly be this perfect Christian that goes every Sunday to church, that reads every day the Bible, and that understands everything that I preach and everything like this. Like, you don't need to be that person from day one. Like, literally, God itself will get you through this journey. Like, He will literally take you by the hand and will tell you, like, hey, look, now we do this part, now we do this part. It was the same thing with me. Like, of course, I always had in mind, okay, I should actually read the Bible. And from time to time, I got that kind of sign, okay, I think I should read the Bible. But when it was really time for it, like, He even told me, like, He spoke to me and He told me, hey, Maribel, I want you to read this book in the Bible. And this is how I started my journey to read the Bible. And He picked a story that hooked me. And I think this will be the same thing with you. Like, God will always give things to you in such a way so that you actually do them at the end of the day. Because His mission is that He actually can guide you. So He will give you an opportunity with which He can guide you even better, you know, so where you actually walk by yourself with Him, if you get me. Yeah, but this is actually like how my journey with Christ started. Like I said, I was kind of feeling forced into Christianity, found my way back to Christ with my own personal choice. Through a lot of challenges that I had in my life that turned into the biggest opportunities of my life, started my relationship with God first, and then started things like reading the Bible, going to church, things like that. So, and one thing that I experienced, for example, so now we come into the juicy topic of how to hear God's voice. The first time when I was actually listening to God, like when I was actually realizing, okay, He's speaking to me, was through dreams. And one thing that is very interesting here is that the devil will always attack your, I would say, your, the devil will always attack you where God actually has the biggest opportunity to talk to you, like where you are kind of the strongest. I know it's a bit difficult to understand it because my English skills, they're limited, but let me explain it to you like that. So I was always getting these very vivid dreams. Like, my walk with Christ was all about, like, before I came to Him, like, I had a lot of nightmares. I had a lot of spiritual warfare going on in my dreams and spiritual attacks even too. So, and this is literally how the devil tried to attack me. And when I came to Christ, I literally gave this to Him. I told Him, like, hey, look, I have this problem. Like, I don't want that. Like, if you can help me to solve that, I'm ready to give you my life. So, and this was for me actually like my sign that this is the most powerful tool. I will call it a tool, but you will see it will make sense at the end. This most powerful tool I have, which God actually speaks to me, it was my dreams. And a lot of other people have that too. A lot of other people, they feel like, okay, God is more talking to them through their dreams. Other people feel like, okay, God is more talking to me through my thoughts and intuition, or through His voice itself, through the Holy Ghost. So there are always like different ways. So for me, it was definitely my dreams. And this is why the devil always tried to attack me in my dreams. So I couldn't get any information from God. So I was always forgetting my dreams and things like that. So you will learn more about that in my testimony podcast, so therefore I will not go that deep into it. But this was, for example, the first time when I was ready, like, to hear God's voice and to speak to him through my dreams. So he was giving me specific dreams, and back then I always thought, oh, dreams are nothing. Like, these are just things that just come up, things that you're trying to, I would say, process in the night, you know, things that are going on in the daytime, and then you're trying to process them in the night. So these are actually your dreams and that's it. But no, dreams are actually so, so valuable. Like, inside of the dreams, God is literally telling you everything. Like, he's telling you what's going on right now in your life, where you need to have a look on it, what's going to come into your life and all that. Like, I have heard so many different things about my life in my dreams. The way how I actually knew that I was about to close my old coaching business, like my old business that I had, that I was closing last year in spring, my theme page business. A lot of people know me from, oh, Maribel is actually teaching people how to build theme pages. And I actually closed this program last year in spring. And God told me months before the date when I'm going to close this coaching business. And this sounds crazy for some people, but he does that every single time. Like, a lot of big things in my life, there's no question mark for me. Like, I already know what's going to happen because God prepared me. At the end of the day, you need to understand, like, if you're capable to, I would say, process an information, to take an information, and it's actually for your good, God will give you that information. God loves you so much. Like, he wants you to be prepared. He wants you to have clarity. Like, he doesn't want you to be lost. So therefore, if there's this opportunity, God will always try to give you information. So like I said, I was getting a lot of dreams. So this was the first way how God talked to me. And this wasn't like something that I just could do by myself from day one, where I was like, oh yeah, I dreamed about that and this is what's going to happen in my life. For example, if you dream about a plane crash, for example, it doesn't mean that you're going to have a plane crash. Like, there's a specific way how you can actually interpret dreams. So in my case, for example, my current mindset coach that was, or still, we're still friends, but back then we started with a friendship. Like, this girl has the gift of interpreting dreams. Like, she can actually tell you on the Bible, biblical way, like, what your dreams actually mean in your life. So, and she was always telling me, hey, look, Maribel, this dream means that. This dream means that. So, and this is how I was being guided. But one thing that I also want to make sure is, you don't necessarily need someone, like a person, to do that for you. Of course, it will help you a lot. But literally, just by asking God, he will reveal it to you. So, and here we're coming to the way how God actually speaks to you. Sometimes you think, oh, it's always like this one little voice that I need to hear in my head, that is literally God speaking to me. No, God speaks in so many different ways to you. But sometimes you are too distracted to actually hear him. And this is the biggest problem that so many people are facing. Like, I know so many people, they're reading the Bible, they're doing all that stuff, etc. Like, they're actually being pretty obedient Christians, but they're not capable of hearing God's voice or to have that relationship with God because they never tried to build that relationship and they never listened. Because look, one thing that I need to understand on my journey, it is a relationship. Like, I'm not just using the word relationship like this. Like, it's truly a relationship. And what happens with a relationship? Like, if you and me, we are friends, what's happening? We're going to talk. I'm going to talk, but you're also going to talk. And what happens when you talk? Like, if I want to understand what you tell me, and if I want to make sure that I get it, I'm silent. And I just listen. I just listen for every single word that you are saying right now. I'm really trying to understand you. And a lot of people, they do the mistake. they speak, and they say, God, this and this and this is happening, and I don't like this, and please change this and help me with this. But actually, when God is trying to speak, they don't listen. And one big thing that helped me a lot, like this was the absolute game changer for me. When I told my mindset coach back then, she's also actually like my spiritual guide. You can see it like that. Like she was the person that broke me closer to Christ. She was explaining it to me, like how I'm actually capable of hearing God's voice. She said, you need to have some quiet time. And I was like, what she's talking about? Like quiet time. Like I'm actually listening. Like I'm literally going to live and waiting for God's response. And she said, no, you actually need to tell him that you are listening. You need to pray and you need to sit down, even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes, even if it's 15 minutes or longer, and just listening and watch what happens. So I sat down one day, I did my prayer, and I was having nothing on, like no music, nothing. I was just sitting there, closing my eyes, and I just said, God, please speak to me. I'm listening. And trust me, these magic words, they changed my life forever. Like these words are the most powerful words that you can say as a Christian. No joke. Please, God, speak to me. I'm listening. And then just to be silent. Because this is when God is going to speak to you. It will probably not happen in the first few seconds. It will probably not happen in the first few minutes. But trust me, you will hear him speaking to you. And the way how he speaks to you, it's so interesting because back then I thought, oh, but how should I be able to separate my own thoughts and my own voice from God's voice? Girl, you will. Like, you will. Like, when people ask me, like, hey, Maribel, actually, like, how does that work? It's sometimes, like, so difficult to explain them, but I always tell them, he doesn't speak a lot. And it's very direct. Like, you can't misunderstand his words. And I know from a few friends that told me back then when I was telling them that, they said, like, there were a lot of, like, Bible verses where people spoke about how it is to hear God's voice and everything like this. And they always said they're, like, he's very direct. He's very, like, he's not saying, like, hey, how are you doing, girl? And by the way, you should do this today and this today. And keep in mind that it's very direct. And most of the time, it's like me literally opening my heart. And this sounds like really crazy now. Like, please stay with me. We're going deep now. So that I want you to understand that how it actually works, like how it worked for me and how it can maybe also even work for you. For me, it's not that I actually ask him a question. Like, there were a few times where I asked him that question. But I would say 90% of the cases, I don't even need to speak out that question. I don't even need to speak out that question in my thought. I don't need to even speak out that question, like, you know, like speaking it out, like with my mouth. Like, it's literally just a question that is inside of my heart. And I can feel with my whole soul that this question is on my heart. And before even speaking it out loud, he gave me the answer. And this is how it works for me. I know it sounds weird, and I can even feel it in which part of my body kind of the Holy Spirit sits. Because in Christianity, we always say, as soon as you accept Christ in your life, as soon as you walk with Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. So, and one thing that I really feel like it sounds so weird for people that are not inside of this world, but I can feel that the Holy Spirit is with me every time I go. Like, there's this one Bible verse where they say, like, something along the lines, I don't know where, like, they say, like, hey, no matter where you are, I'm always with you, even if you are, like, in the, I don't know the English word for it, but even if you're in the world where all the dead people are, I will be here. Even if you're in the living world, I will be here. And this is how I feel. Like, I know I'm so confident. Like, I just know he is in me and he's always listening to it. And I just get confirmed every single time by the hearing how he speaks to me, because I don't even need to say a word and he already gives me the answer. And what's very interesting is that he always gives me the answers to things that I'm ready to receive. There are questions that I ask him where I knew I wasn't ready to receive them, and that's why he did not give me the answers. And sometimes I'm very even careful with it, because of course he will give me the answers to whatever is ready for me. So sometimes I'm very careful, because sometimes I just got informations that I don't want to say that they scared me, but informations that I got a lot of respect for it. So therefore, I am always very careful with what I bring to him. So I had a time in my life, to give you one example, where I was actually speaking a lot to God. Like, it was no joke. It was literally, I was having like a friend beside of me, and no matter what I was doing, I was at the gym, I was doing groceries, I was cooking, I was speaking to him. Like, this is actually how I speak to God. Like, every time where I'm at, I'm speaking to him. Even sometimes with podcast episode, I remember one podcast episode, I think you guys even listened to this one, where I talk about like forgiveness and family and stuff. I asked him, like, God, I don't even know which podcast episode I shall do, talk about forgiveness. Done. Like, this is actually how he speaks to me. Like, it's very direct. It comes like his answers. Like, I always know it's his answers, because it comes so fast. Like, my own interest has not even a chance to speak to me, because he speaks so fast and so direct to me. So, and when I had this time in my life where I was speaking a lot to him, like, it was literally like getting revelations after revelations, like a lot of different things, and very like heavy things about the future of my business, about my future marriage, about I would say my living situation, like where I should move, and all these things. I was in a situation where I was overwhelmed. So I always craved, and I always said to God, like, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me. And I just saw for myself, okay, wow, I think it's a bit too much. I think I can't handle it anymore. And I started to block his messages. So that's something that you can also do. I would not recommend it to do. But you can actually even block his messages. And you know how you block his messages? When you distract yourself. And here we come back to the topic that I mentioned before. You can't hear God's voice if you distract yourself constantly. Like, if you're the type of person that is 24/7 on the go, 24/7, like getting yourself distracted with your phone, with like this fake dopamine and stuff like that, where would you have time to listen to him? So that's why this quiet time that I just mentioned before is so powerful. Like, it's literally just a meditation, but in prayers. So if you have heard my testimony, like, you know, I don't do meditations like this. But I do definitely prayers. Like, I meditate in prayers. So in this meditative prayers, they're so powerful, because this is the best way how God actually can speak to you. Also, a lot of people, they say, and also I have experienced it, when God wants to talk to you, he will most of the time wake you up somewhere between 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning. Back then, I thought, oh my God, it's ghost time. I'm so scared. Like, I was literally shitting in my pants. I was like, oh no, I'm directly going to bed, because like, no way, like, these demons is going to catch me. This was me back then. But now I realize, okay, actually, when you wake up at 2 or 3 a.m. and most of the time, I have like a really prophetic dream, and then I wake up at this time, I'm like, okay, I need to pray. Like, God wants to tell me something. This is when he gives me all the information. And the reason why he wakes you up at this moment, because it's the time where there's so much silence around you. No one is texting you on Instagram. Everyone is sleeping. And you're in a state of, I would say, you're so quiet already. You know what I mean? Like, you slept and you just wake up. And there's no, like, there are not so many thoughts going on right now compared when you're like in the middle of the day and something happened already in the morning and something's going to happen in the evening. Like, you have plans going on. Like, you're already so distracted. Like, you with your mind somewhere else. But at 3 a.m. in the morning, like, you're just there. There's nothing happened. Like, you are just there. You had a complete reset from the evening or day before, and the day that's coming, like, there's nothing happening yet, you know what I mean? So, and therefore, like, this is one of the most powerful times, actually, when he wakes you up at 3 a.m. in the morning. So, and to come back to the topic about all the things that you shouldn't do or should do, etc., to actually hear his voice properly, is like, you need to understand that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Like, this is the most important one too. Like, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. What means that if your temple is dirty, the Holy Spirit will not like it. The Holy Spirit will actually say, "Man, I don't like it. I don't want to work here." Literally, like, literally. So therefore, if you, for example, feed your body with crap, if you don't respect your body, etc., like, if you do not take care of your body, aka temple, God will not be able to work as much through you as he would. So, and this is one that I needed to understand, like, the hard way. So in my case, for example, back then, when this whole spiritual warfare were going on, like, and I had all these bad dreams, etc. So what I needed to do to get rid of it was I need to fast. And I know it probably sucks to know, okay, I can't eat for XYZ amount of days, or I can't eat just specific things for X amount of days. But trust me, this is the most powerful way to make a clean, fast reset and to literally hear God's voice like this. For me, I was starting with a Daniel fast. So it's a 21-day fast where you remove, like, processed food and stuff like that. I was, for example, in this time not eating bread. I was not eating junk food. One super, super important one, wow, was sugar. Like, the moment you cut off sugar, oh, girl, you will hear God's voice, like, so, like, you, it will, like, literally come true as fast as you can't even blink twice, like, literally. This is how fast you will hear his voice as soon as you cut off sugar. Like, all these different things, you do that, you remove them from your diet, and you do that for 21 days, for example. Like, there's so many other things that you need to keep in mind. Just do your research, Daniel fast. This is the one that I did, 21 days. And in this fast, like, it will take some days. Like, for me, it was always like the third, the fourth day or so. All my dreams, I could always remember them. Like, if I had a period in my time where I couldn't remember them, like, directly straight after the third day, I knew what was going on, every single details of my dream. Like, I was so conscious, it's unbelievable. I could directly hear God's voice, etc. So, and a lot of people also do other type of fast. So, for example, I was doing currently, it was already like 3 weeks ago, I was doing like a water fast for the first time. Like, I was not eating at all for 48 hours and just only taking water to me. And this was also a time where I was able to hear God's voice very, very, very clearly. Like, the revelations that I got there, who were just insane. So fasting is a really good way to clean your temple, to have, I would say, like, a clean start, and to then start your journey and really seek God and the Holy Spirit and Christ. So, and one thing that I want to make sure is that after the fast, and this is the most important time, and this is why, for example, I'm so capable to hear God's voice constantly, you need to keep care of your temple. So if you're on that fast and you do everything right, etc., and then let's say after these 3 weeks, for example, you start eating junk food and all that sugar and you keep eating it, like, it's not just a one-time thing where you from time to time, like, you know, you treat yourself and eat something more, I would say, type of a cheat meal. No, you keep doing it, then you will go back to that lower level where you were. Like, you will not be able to hear him as good as before. So therefore, it's very important that you keep these good habits. For example, in my case, I'm literally constantly on a no sugar diet. Like, of course, I have like this 1 or 2 days max in a week where I eat like my sweet treat, where I eat, I don't know, when I'm in cinema, I love popcorn. Like everyone knows, I freaking love popcorn. I could eat caramel popcorn every day. Once a week, I eat my bunch of caramel popcorn or so or something else. And that's it. I always also try to eat as less carbs as possible. This one is also a very important one. So I always keep kind of my diet very aligned in a kind of, I would say, in a fasting state, literally. And this is how I'm able to hear his voice very clearly. But beside of this, I would say nutritional facts, it's very important that you not only clean your temple when it comes to your physical state, but also to your mental state, because it's not just, oh, I'm not going to eat sugar, I'm not going to eat carbs. Like, if you really want to go all in and hear God's voice very, very clearly, girl, you gotta also remove every single other thing that is distracting you or that is actually limiting you to hear his voice. Like, no joke, social media can be so toxic. Like, this can make it so hard for you to actually hear his voice. Like, you also need to think about what you feed your mind to it. So, for example, even the shows you're watching on Netflix. Like, I had also this one topic a few days ago. I was watching a bunch of, like, you know, criminal shows and stuff like that. Like, I knew that this is going to literally destroy my solid foundation within. Like, I knew it. So all these things, they play all a huge, huge role, because what's happening is that you are actually making your temple dirty, like literally, and you need to clean everything up again. So therefore, try to keep everything as clean as possible, and also to seek the Lord, because this is the next thing. Like I said, it's not only like removing all that food, it's not only removing all that toxic stuff that you have on your mind, it's also like seeking the Lord, like spending time with the Lord, understanding the Lord, because it's also something that the moment that I was actually capable of hearing his voice very clearly was also the moment where I got to know him. Back then, I knew, okay, I kind of have a relationship with God. Sometimes he talks to me, sometimes I see signs, etc. But I did not know, okay, who he really is. And I feel like the moment you realize who God really is and how he works and what he wants for you, the more you hear him talking to you and the more you also understand yourself, actually. So, and this is something that I highly recommend. Like, of course, if you're in the beginning journey and you're not that warm with reading the Bible, give yourself like a little push or listen to some podcasts that teach you about God and Christ and all that stuff, because it will help you to understand God better. So, for example, when I was fasting, I was not like only removing the food, I was also praying. Like, I was praying at least 1-2 times per day, or even 3 times a day, in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. And one thing that I did is that I did not try to make it as normal prayers, because sometimes I feel like we come into like a little trap of just praying, you know, like prayers that are like, I call them done for you prayers, you know, like these typical prayers that you pray every evening. They're always the same. I don't know, maybe these are prayers that you have from the church, like, you know, the main prayer that you do. But it's not really talking to God sometimes, you know, like what I mean by that is you need to come into a state where you pour your heart out. Like, literally, when I'm praying and when I get the heaviest revelation, like when he talks and talks and talks, girl, it's literally me here crying my heart out and sobbing, 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 literally, like worshiping. Like, this is actually how he speaks the most to me. Like, this is literally when I open my heart, because I believe God can only talk the best to you if your heart is open. Like, if your heart is closed and actually don't care about it, difficult that he would talk to you. So for me, it was really the game changer when he knew, okay, she has an open heart, because this is actually how he could read my heart the best. Like, it was open. Like, he knew what I was feeling. I was open to it. I was open to hear his opinion on that. And I feel like this is also something that you should do every single day. Like, you should tell him, like, hey, I want you to plan with me. I want you to guide me. Like, even start with the smallest things. Like I said, I had a phase in my life, and even now, we're asking about the smallest thing. God, should we take the Uber now or should we take the Uber later? God, do you think we should eat that for dinner or do you think we should eat that for dinner? And trust me, sometimes he will answer. Like, he will tell you, no, you better take the chicken for dinner, not the fish today. Literally, that's sometimes how it is. So, and yeah, so this is the best, I would say, one of the best ways how you can start listening to him. Like, by first of all, cleaning your temple. Fasting is an amazing way to do that. Putting some quiet time in. Like, if you are constantly being distracted, of course you can hear him. And another thing that just came into my mind, I even believe that's literally the Holy Spirit telling it to me right now. So you actually need to accept. A lot of you girls or guys, I don't know who's listening to this podcast, you wanna hear God's voice. Like, you want that he guides you. He wants that he tells you, hey, go there or do this. Be careful about this. But deep down, you don't want to hear the truth. Like, deep down, like, when he tells you, you are like, I did not notice it. I don't think this is a sign, because you don't want to be obedient. Like, he loves you so much, he will always tell you what you need. He will never tell you what you want necessarily, of course. If it's what you need to, then of course, yes. But he will always tell you what you truly need to hear in this moment. Trust me, I heard so many things where I was like, oh no, I don't want to hear that. Like, he asked me, for example, a few weeks ago, like 2-3 weeks ago, I had like this one thing with one of my old friends. I don't want to say like we ended the friendship, but we kind of, there was something between us. It was kind of like an argument that we had. In from my perspective, it was very respectful. It was very, like, you know, it was very neutral. Like, there was nothing like dramatic going on, etc. But I knew that she was kind of hurt in this moment because she was going through a tough time in her life. And, you know, when you're telling people things that are sometimes really hard to comprehend, I think that's how you say it in English, then they will take it in a different way than compared when they're going through a good time in their life. So, and I feel like I catch her in one of these moments, and after that we never talk to each other again. And he told me, like, hey, please ask her for forgiveness. And when he said that, like, my ego, I was like, ah, I can't. I was like, I don't know if I can do that. But I knew that this is what he wants and this is what's the best for me. What I did, I asked her for forgiveness. Even if I thought in this moment, maybe I did nothing right, but somehow it could be that I hurt her in some way, or that I, you know, that she got offended in some way. And I wanted to make things clear. I wanted to make peace. So therefore, I grabbed my phone. I wrote it down and told her, hey, look, it was never my intention to hurt you. I still respect you and I still like you as a person. And I just want to tell her, like, if there was something that maybe with which I hurt you, whatever, I ask you for forgiveness. Like, please forgive me for that. And I did it. So, and this is with so many other things in your life. It doesn't need to be necessarily like you forgiving another person or asking for forgiveness from another person. It can maybe be the toxic relationship you're in, the toxic friendship, and he's actually constantly talking to you. Maybe he's not talking to you in words the way how I was getting it right now or doing it in this example. Maybe he's showing you specific signs, like you ask him to do something and then something happens that actually speaks to, okay, you should actually move now. You should actually take action. You should leave this behind. And you're like, ah, nah, I don't think that's that bad. But it's literally God talking to you the whole time. You need to be very honest with yourself. Because I also believe it was in my case like this. Maybe it's in your case too. Like I said, I'm talking from a personal experience. But I felt like the more I was obedient with the Lord, the more he trust me and gave me things, the more he gave me insights into his plans. Because I felt like he probably felt like too, okay, I can trust her now. Because when I tell her something, she's actually going to do it. She's going to respect it. Like if I tell her, hey, you should move on from this relationship, from this friendship, she's going to do it. Like there were so many things in my life where I was freaking scared, to be very honest, and where I felt like, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm capable of doing that. I don't know if I'm ready for it, but I literally jumped into the cold water because I knew, okay, this is what the Lord told me. This is his will, and I shall definitely do it. So, and here's another thing that I want to give you too when it comes to your journey with hearing the Lord is, especially when it comes to hearing him, like literally talking in your head, like in your mind, sometimes like we're like, oh, was this my own thug? Was this my own mind literally speaking to me, etc.? Like I even had situations like that. But honestly, every time it was like that, I felt like insecure. I felt like, I don't know if it was him. And there I already had my answer because I knew every single time when it was really him, I was never insecure. I knew it. Like I said, it was so straightforward. It was like, it came so fast. It came so clear that I knew, okay, he wants me to do that. So therefore, this was, for example, one sign where I knew, okay, it's maybe not him because I was insecure. And another thing is that he will never tell you something that is actually, how do I say it, that goes against scripture. You know, so if he's telling you or saying you something that is completely against what's written in the scripture, then it's probably not him. It's most probably not him. So, and another thing is that I also, even though he's very clear, straightforward, it comes always with love. Like he, even if he tells me things that I need to hear and where I'm like, oh, okay. Ooh, but you know, like where I'm like, whoo. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do that. It comes never with anxiety. Like, even if he told me hard things, it came never with bad emotions, like with anxiety, with fear, with jealousy, with, you know, it came never like that. It was always loving. So, for example, when you think about a father, like a true, like a father, like your dad, like imagine like the best father in the world, like imagine like the best parent in the world. Like when he's telling you something and he truly loves you and you know that he loves you, how is he talking to you? Like most of the things that he will tell you will be always for the best for you. It will be always for the best for you. Even if it's something that you don't want to hear right now, that's kind of like, you know, uncomfortable. It will not something that will bring you down. It will not something that will make you super insecure, that literally will kind of make you problems in your mind. You know what I mean? Like fear, anxiety, self-doubt, all that stuff. It will probably not happen like that. So that's something that's very important to keep in mind. And another thing is that every time when I was insecure a little bit, or I was like, oh, that's maybe too good to be true, because this is most of the time where I'm like, I'm not 100% sure if I hear it right. When it's literally too good to be true, when he tells me something, I'm like, oh, I always tell him, please reconfirm it. God, if you were telling me that right now, like if you talked to me right now and you told me this, please confirm it and confirm it to me in such a way so that I can't misunderstand it. And I will promise you, he will confirm. He will always confirm. It will probably not happen in that minute, maybe not even on that same day, but he will confirm it to you. And especially if you're ready to accept the truth, like you will see it, like you will see what's going on, like you will see, okay, this is what the Lord wants me to do. This is what the Lord actually told me. He actually confirmed it to me. Like there was a situation, for example, where I got an offer, like a partnership offer. And I was like, ah, I don't know if this is coming from the Lord. And I was asking God, like, should I accept it and everything like that? And I was like, I felt like I did not get an answer. I felt like I was on the wrong path, because I felt like, oh, he said no to it and everything like that. And then what happened is that I rejected the offer, and the offer came back. And the offer came back in such a way, and I remember how I was putting it into our prayer, and I said to God, like, God, please, if it's your will for me to accept this offer, please confirm it to me and give me peace. And the offer came back a second time in such a way, exactly with the requirement that I wanted, and with peace. That's something that you can always keep in mind. If the Lord is talking to you, I always got peace every single time. Even when it was like the hardest message ever that he gave me, like, he revealed me something last year that was a complete life changer, something that will change my life forever in the next few months. But it came with peace. I wasn't insecure. I felt secured because I knew it was right and I knew it came from him. So therefore, every single time he's going to tell you something, ask him to confirm it, and he 100% will, and it will come with peace. It will come always with peace, and it will always happen for you. Like, nothing that comes from him will give you the feeling, oh, that's not for me. That's literally, like, you know, that's literally bothering me. No, it will always come with peace. So that's very, very important. So so like I said, take your time, go into quiet time with him, take your 15 minutes every single morning after your prayer, sit down and just sit there and receive, just listen. Do also a fast to clean your temple. And like I said, he can talk to you with about everything, like, and he can do that, like I said, with dreams. He can do that even through people. Like, I got so many messages through people, and you know what the fun fact is, like, you will even see it, to give you like more stories, because I think this will give you a better understanding how that actually works. For example, I had a dream before, I think like a week ago, like 1.5 weeks ago, etc. And in this dream, I got asked a question, like a specific question. And I knew that this dream was about like my next destination, where I will go and everything like that. So please, please, please don't mind if I don't go too much into details with everything, because I believe that, of course, you should share and help people. But I don't want to put here like my, I don't want to open my whole book, especially since the book is not, it's not finished yet, you know? So that's also something about you. Share your miracles, share your testimonials, but don't share like a book that's not finished yet to everyone. So, but in short, like, I had this dream, and in this dream, I knew that this was a prophetic dream. Like, I was getting a message from God inside of this dream. And yeah, and inside of this dream, I literally got asked this one question. Like, it was the specific one sentence from someone that was actually interviewing me. And I knew it had something to do with my next destination, like with my next step, where I should live next. And what happened then is that I said to God the next morning, like, hey, God, I knew that you wanted to speak to me inside of the stream. Unfortunately, I don't know exactly what's going on. I want you to reconfirm that. And I want you to give me a sign that the stream was from you and how I should understand the stream. And you know what happened? Literally 2 days after, I was sitting with my mom, and this was a very specific question. Like, it was not just a random question. Oh, you want to have chicken or you want to have fish for dinner? No, like, it was a really like deep life question. And my mom is like, I don't want to say she's not a deep person. Of course, my mom is like a really like deep person, but she would actually never, like, I have never seen her asking me such a question. Like, it was such a deep mindset, personal development question. And she was sitting there with her friend and everything like that, And then she asked me out of the blue this question, exactly the same way how I literally got asked it in my dream. And by seeing the setting and the conversations that we had before and the whole day and everything that happened, I knew what God wanted to tell me with this one question, with this one sentence, with this one message that he actually gave me. And this is the same way how it will happen to you. Trust me, if you want to listen to God, like if you want to make his will come true, like if you are obedient, like you will understand what he wants from you. Like you will understand his messages. Like there's no way like you will be confused. Like there's like, I have never been confused, never. Literally, latest the next day after I got my confirmation, I knew what was going on. After I asked him, like, hey, please confirm me, please tell me what's going on. But it was never like a time where I was like, oh, he actually confused me. The only way how I got confused was because I confused me, but not because he confused me. So that's something that's really important. Like I said, he can give you answers to every single thing when you seek him, when you speak to him, when you include him in his plans, when you tell him about what you want. Like God actually wants you to pour your heart out. Like he wants you to tell him about your wishes, about your dreams, about the things that you even worried about, and to surrender it. Like he's so ready as soon as you say like, hey, I actually don't know what to do. I don't know if I should go right or left. What do you think? Like he's waiting for that moment to take the guide and to just guide you through it. So it's the most beautiful gift that you will get in your life when you know, okay, the Holy Spirit is inside of you and God is talking to you. I have experienced so many situations like this is literally nothing what I just told you. Like there were situations where he told me literally you will meet someone on the plane. I literally forgot about it on a 9-hour like plane flight. And then literally at the end of the plane flight, a girl starts talking to me. Then we exchange contact numbers and we became friends. Then, for example, he tells me stuff like, hey, I want you to go to this church and to stay longer, just like that. I don't even know what's happening. Then someone comes to me and gives me a message that I was actually waiting for it from him. Like, he will give you so many signs. Like, he will speak so much to you. And it's the most comforting thing. So I think I gave you guys such a big and I would say detailed overview about it. That's actually everything I know about that topic, everything that I have experienced. Like I said, I'm not that type of expert. Like I just experienced it by myself. Everyone experienced it a bit different. But yeah, I'm 100% sure that you will notice something. Like if you do that, you will 100% notice something. Like 100% something will happening when you're ready and when you are literally telling God, like, hey, I'm here to receive, I'm here to listen. He will talk to you. Yeah, that's pretty it about this podcast episode. Hey, if you have any questions, if you want to know more about it, hey, feel free to reach out on Instagram in the DMs. Like, I'm so down to talk about this topic deeper because I love it. Like, I could sit here for hours, share testimonies, share miracles, share experiences that I have made. I could stay here and praise the Lord 24/7. Like, no joke. I could talk about him 24/7 because it's too good to be true. Like, literally, it's too good to be true that we can actually, like, how nice is that? That we have a creator that loves us and we can talk about him and with him the whole time. We can talk with him the whole time. And he's actually listening. And he's giving us signs in the most beautiful ways that show us how much he actually loves us. It's just incredible. So with that being said, happy Sunday. See you guys in the next podcast episode. Bye-bye.